There are different sorts of works that make up theosophical literature, such as the Secret Doctrine, the Mahatma Letters, works such as The Voice of the Silence and At the Feet of the Master. Some are poetic and others are filled with phrases and terms that either seem archaic or they originate in another language and culture. What are some methods we can use to approach various kinds of material?
The main purpose, as we said, of study is to give the right view and to give a sense of perspective. But then we have some works that are more specialized, that have a particular aim. For example, if we study books on basic theosophy, those books are going to provide this view. But if we study The Voice of the Silence or The Secret Doctrine or the Mahatma Letters, the aim of these works is probably not so much to provide a view, but to help us develop a different perception. This kind of study is more a training than the acquisition of knowledge or even of a certain perspective. So the way we have to approach these works is different in many aspects from a normal study. If we study about karma, reincarnation, evolution, that will give us, as we said, certain perspective. But if we study these mystical works as The Voice of the Silence, like Life on the Path, or The Secret Doctrine, we should work in a different way. We can talk more about how to work with these books, but language is always a barrier. And it is more of a barrier if we are focusing our attention on the information level of the study. But if we take anything we read as a source of meditation, then we can go beyond words. And many times, many sages in different traditions, they will say things in a kind of obscure way, not in a plain way, because they want you to meditate on that. If you understand something right away, then you don't do much with that. You have the information there and it's in your memory. Now, if you have to work on that, if you have to work on a phrase, a statement, along with the thinking, the meditation on it, and you are developing your own perception, that concept becomes part of you. So the work is much more complete. So there are some authors that on purpose they are not very clear and explicit. They want to convey things in that way. And also there is a tendency in our Western culture, we want everything in the easiest way. We want other people to arrange everything for us. And sometimes the difficulty in reading the books, these kind of books, is the first, how to say, is the first thing that we have to overcome and that will test if we are really earnest in our pursuit or in what we pursue, or if we are reading out of curiosity, or, you know. So if we are not even able to work on something that is not very easy, then it's not likely that we are going to be able to develop our intuition in our effort to understand this kind of writing.